Welcome, everybody. Share number 1283. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif, Ben Rabbar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas, Blima Vasra Moshe. And the Refuah Shleimer of Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, Ma'amer Gathering. Okay, we are coming towards the end of Ma'amer. A few more odds and ends here and there. And then we hope to move on, Bezros Hashem, to the next Malacha. So I just want to read from the Sefer Lamites Malach. It's an interesting point that he brings down, which we really didn't discuss too much, in reference to figs, dates, and so on, putting them together, that which is more of a problem even in the house. So we'll see. Let's see what he says. Okay, so he brings down a page, the Sefer Lamites Malach. It brings down a page 309. Going back to the concept of Ein Ma'amer Acha Ma'amer. Once something is gathered, fruits are gathered, there's no gathering. You have Uvdin the Choyl, which is, we spoke about all that, depending what, when, and where, what the action is. Sometimes it could fall under Uvdin the Choyl, which is a Dirabbanan, a little bit off to the side type of a thing. But be it as it may, it's because of the fact it looks a little bit similar, somebody might come to do it. But the actual Isser of Ma'amir itself, once it's done, one cannot be over in general. But he explains there are certain times in reference to which we spoke a little bit about in the past, but we didn't get into it. And I just want to make sure everybody understands it in reference to figs and dates and putting them into boxes and so on. Okay. So he says like this, and says the Sefer Lamites Malach, it's on page 309. Ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. There's no regathering after gathering. The Isser of ma'amer per se, would not be over. So he says like this, going to some Paiskim, ma'amer only applies when gathering is done for the first time. If the objects are collected, meaning the fruits or vegetables, whatever it is, and then became scattered, there is no prohibition in gathering them a second time. As far as, again, Ma'amir goes, there is issues of Uvdin Dechol, which we spoke about. So, for example, if a basket of tomatoes, right, somebody has a basket of tomatoes got tipped over in the garden, for example, outside, because we spoke about in the house it was back and forth, but in the garden definitely was a problem if it got spread out and far away or so on, but if it got spread out, if it just spilled right where the person is, so that's much easier. If the basket of tomatoes tipped over in the garden, causing its contents to become scattered over a small area, right? That was the point. We spoke about a small area, right, in the immediate reach of a person. In general, Dalai Lama's. So then he says, collecting the tomatoes is permitted, right? These tomatoes, they were picked already. That's not the question. They were gathered already. No problem. But now the basket got tipped over in a small area. Somebody knocked it over. So collecting the tomatoes is permitted. It would be allowed since they were already gathered once before. Now, he does bring down in parentheses, and this whole thing is a very important review of the whole thing that we have it straight. If the tomatoes became widely scattered, right, and dispersed in the garden or in the field or in the backyard or whatever it is, if somebody has a backyard, this could come up all the time. People have stuff growing in a backyard and it's picked from before Shabbos. So if the tomatoes became widely scattered and dispersed, then collecting all of them into a bag or a basket or the like would takabi osur als uvdin dechayol. Well, we spoke about all that. However, he says further, the condition of Ein Ma'amer Achara Ma'amer, this that we know as there's no Ma'amer, there's no official Ma'amer after once something is gathered, you can't say they'll regather it, then a person will be over a deraisa, not going to happen, applies only where the second act of gathering does not achieve more than the first one did. That's an interesting concept. Again, that it only applies where the second act of gathering, that I'm redoing it, does not achieve more than the first one. Okay. What do we mean by that? For example, he says, in the case of spilled tomatoes, the second collection was identical to the first. Somebody tipped over the basket, right? So now, putting aside the Uvdin Dechol pot, as far as the Isra Ma'amer, I picked them before Shabbos and Thursday, Friday, whatever, put into a basket. Now somebody tipped over the basket. Fine. And it's in the immediate area. It's not a question of Uvdin Dechol, right? I could just turn around, pick it up. It's all within my Dal Ramas and so on. So then I go put it back into a basket. It's the exact same thing that took place the first time. So since it's the exact same thing that took place the first time, there is no Ma'amer after Ma'amer. There's no gathering after gathering as far as the Isra Dechol. bicycles. The tomatoes were simply gathered and put back into the basket the same way that they were the first time. Okay, so that concept we understand. Now, the question is now, which we want to understand, is if, however, the second collection is an improvement over the first, then Ma'amer may indeed apply. So that's the principle that we want to see. So he says, for example, in the times, many, many years ago, way back when, dates were packed tightly into small kegs. So lemaisa was put into small kegs. That's what took place over here. For example, way back when, dates were packed tightly into small kegs and stored this way until they were brought to the market or the general use or so on. So the packing of these previously gathered dates, right, was a more intense consolidation of the fruits and was actually the last step in the gathering process because it represented an improved form of consolidation. Packing the dates would be a ma'amer min ha'toira. That's a very important thing to keep in mind, that it's a much more improved thing. So he explains further that, in other words, the person just, let's say, before Shabbos, they gathered the dates together, just very loosely, in a box or so, right? They just threw them into a bag or a box. They gathered it, which is a problem to do on Shabbos, but they did it before Shabbos. It's all fine and dandy. But now on Shabbos, they packed it into the box. So that's what he's explaining. Or they put it onto a string. He says like this, similar stringing figs is ma'amer, even though the figs are usually gathered into mounds when first picked from the trees. They're gathered together, right? And they're gathered into the small little mounds and so on, because the stringing of the figs are now packed closer and tighter than before. It's a much more better type of a gathering, and therefore it makes it a problem. And also, like we mentioned last time, that this is actually the darka b'kach, that the way that it's done is indoors. This packing, on whether in the string or packed together in a box or in a keg or whatever the case is the way that it's done with these figs and these dates and so on. So this second improved gathering is considered a new act of ma'amer. Another example he brings down, stringing diamonds is also ma'amer according to some paiskin, right? Somebody says, well, I have some, whatever, they have some diamonds or whatever the case is, they're going to string them together on Shabbos. So that's also according to some paiskin, the iser of ma'amer, even though the diamonds were gathered once before at the time of the mining, right? How do you get the diamonds? They mined, they did mining, they gathered it, whatever. Nevertheless, the stringing process represents a more complete and improved consolidation. Since stringing the diamonds is therefore another act of ma'amer, even though the diamonds were already gathered once before. That is a very, very interesting way that he explains all these things within reference to dates and figs and so on. So just sort of like to finish off the subject, so we got it straight. He says like this. He says, again, Sefer Lamedtes Melachos, page 309, stringing figs is an operation that is generally done after the figs have been gathered and removed from the orchard. Okay. However, since this form of ma'amer is ordinarily done indoors, this is the derech, that it's done indoors. Whereby apples and oranges, it's not indoors. This type of thing, the stringing of the figs, is done indoors. So therefore, however, since this form of ma'amer is ordinarily done indoors, outside the orchard where the figs grew, in other words, not in the place of its growth, but the stringing of the figs would be ma'amer even indoors, because this is the regular way, and it's not the outside is not where the stringing is done. The string is done inside. The same thing, like we said, with the diamonds, it just ends off stringing diamonds is ma'amer according to some paiskim, even though the diamonds are not being strung in the location where they were mined. Okay, nevertheless, the stringing process represents a further and ultimate consolidation that is ordinarily performed outside in a mining area. Stringing the diamonds is therefore ma'amer, even though it's not where the diamonds were evolved, because again, that is the derech bekach. Just to read real quickly from Sefer Yitzhak Lachis, Lefiza Hu Adin the Asa Midraban. He wants to say as Asa Midraban, Lakabis Shar Paris, also other types of fruits, the Arakais, fruits of vegetables, the Ladab Kam Yachad, and pack them together, sort of like, Afil Shaloi B'makim Gidulam, even in a place and time where it's not their place of growth, Im Haim Paris Shaderech Lahadvi Kam Yachad, if it's the type of fruits or vegetables that get packed together. Because of the fact that this packing together, the better type of packing, is done indoors as opposed to right by, you know, its place of growth. The place of growth, they just gather it together. So he brings that down. But like we saw in the Sefer Lamtes Melachas, you have dates would be an example like that, packing them together in a box or so on. Okay, so I just want to the Sefer Klolim also says the same thing, page in Samach Tes, any type of fruit that's whereby it's made to pack together. You have dates, you have figs, and these type of things that are made to pack together. So packing them together, they talk about making them into a circle, but others say even not a circle. You pack them together in a box, and these type of things is running into a problem. One has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.